Hello, I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. This is now episode 25. How are you? Good. Episode 25 is rule number 3 of the Great to Follow, the next book in the Walking Leader trilogy. And again, it's not out, but you get the first shot at it. So you've got a great responsibility. You got to tell me what you think about it. So you can let me know at Dave Guerra. That's on Twitter, at DaveGuerra. Or you can tell me by email, dave@daveguerra.com. Either way, I want to hear from you, so let me know. So as I said, this is rule number 3 of Great to Follow. And rule number 3 is expect to be held accountable. One thing has not changed since the first shepherd hired an associate shepherd to help drive the flock. No one is going to hire you and not check up on you. You should expect to be held accountable 100% of the time. Because again, especially when you work for somebody else. Now, no matter if you're making minimum wage or top dollar, someone will always be watching. They are watching to make sure that they are getting a return on their investment. You are their return on their investment. They are watching to ensure that you fit in, that you can walk your talk. Now, don't be surprised when those that are watching you say something when they catch you doing something wrong or not the way it's supposed to be done. People, everyone, listen. If you're listening, expect it. Expect it. Now, if no one says anything to you when you know you've done something wrong or not done something the company way, then I would be highly suspect of the organization's true intentions and of their leadership. Now, most organizations will hold you accountable soon. The sooner the better. If you truly expect not to be held accountable, then you truly don't expect to stay with the organization for any length of time. As a business person, I would not hire someone who does not expect to be held accountable. In this or in any other economy, there is no time for waste. And not holding people accountable means that waste is the only thing that is happening within your organization. Now, see, when money is difficult to make or bring in, that means one of two things is happening with the company. Someone is stealing from the company without the boss knowing about it, or worse still, someone is stealing from the company because the boss is not holding anyone accountable. Now, do not be fooled if you think no one is going to hold you accountable or no one is watching. As I wrote, someone is watching. Someone is always watching. You were hired to fill a position and to do a job, and in doing a job, you expect to get paid. There is nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is when you get paid for not doing your job, and you know you're not working the job you were hired to do. See, once you're found out, and you will be found out, what do you think will happen? What will happen will be either you get counseled, put on notice, or held to a higher level of accountability, or, more than likely, you will hear the two magical words, you're fired. Now, no one wants to hear those words. No one wants to have the boss hounding them to do their job. So, then, you know, do not do what will get you in a situation that will garner that attention. See, before you start to try to scam the system, don't do it. Remember, you were selected from numerous candidates. You gave them a great interview, and the company didn't hire you to sit around and do nothing for something. The only person who gets that position is the CEO's kid. Unless your father is the CEO of the company, don't even for a minute think you're going to get away with not being held accountable. Look at the recent and not so recent past at what happened to, well, let's go way back. Enron, MCI WorldCom, and Bernard Lawrence Madoff, AIG, and every organization that needed a federal bailout because of the bad home loans. They were all eventually found out. There were legal problems, and in the end, all of them had to pay. Even one man, he's paying right now. See, as a result of that Ponzi scheme, Madoff was given a maximum sentence of 150 years in federal prison. He will never see freedom in his lifetime. And as of, well, now, He's, what, 75, 76 years old? See, each of these organizations and individuals thought that they were going to get away with not being held accountable. Either they intimidated their employees to not say anything, or they kept their actions to themselves. See, it is when individuals were out their money and had nothing to show for their investment, or were extended credit when none should have been extended to in the first place, did the bottom fall out. They were found out only when it was too late. They worked hard to accumulate the clients and contracts that they did, but the not-so-funny thing is they work even harder to not be discovered. All that time, effort, and money wasted? See, there's something to be said about someone who accepts being held accountable. That something is akin to words like promotable, up-and-comer, upwardly mobile, hotshot, and rockstar, to name a few. However, there are even more words for those that do not want to be held accountable. Unpromotable, unmanageable, not a team player, thief, rogue, rebel, vagrant, unwelcome disruptor, and the list goes on and on. Now, there is only one of two paths to take when it comes to being held accountable. You can accept it as a normal function of the way the company does business, or you can fight it and think you can do whatever you want to do and still get a paycheck. Folks, good luck with that one. Now, a word of advice. If you're looking for a job that is not going to hold you accountable, then please keep looking, because you are not ready to work in this economy, and certainly you're not ready for a big boy, big girl job. In the meantime, stick to shredding paper out of the warehouse or flipping that burger on the late shift. However, even then they're going to hold you accountable. Something to think about. So don't shirk your responsibilities, and understand it and know it, that you will be held accountable. Folks, this is Dave Guerra, and this has been episode 25 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Again, I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think. Twitter, at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra. That's my Twitter handle. And you drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. I definitely want to hear from you. Let me know what you think, and I want to know from and hear from you. So until next time, happy Thanksgiving. This episode is a Thanksgiving episode, but I'll be back next week. So in the meantime, enjoy your holiday, think about what I said, and have a good one.